During a primary election season, campaigns will try to help senior citizens register for mail-in ballots. But Texas election officials, including Bexar County's election administrator, Jackie Callinan, are mailing back hundreds of mail-in ballot applications, all of them linked to one campaign.
When we have a primary election, we receive a number of mail ballot applications from a number of campaigns. And we started to receive some last week that did not have a party check on them.
Those incomplete mail-in ballot applications came from Governor Greg Abbott's re-election campaign and were mailed not only to seniors that voted Republican in the last election, but also to traditional Democrat and independent voters. The campaign's John Whitman.
This mail-in ballot application drive is the result of a test Texans for Greg Abbott did in 2014. This election, we have expanded it tenfold.
Glenn Maxey, who heads up the Texas Democratic Party's mail-in ballot campaign, was one of the first to notice the problems with the Abbott application, which he says is decorated with the Abbott campaign logo and has very small printed instructions informing the voter they must indicate whether they need a Democrat or Republican mail-in ballot.
This application is in about 6-point type. A person of age, such as myself, I cannot read the printing on the application, even with my glasses.
Callinan says it cost the county hundreds of dollars to reject the incomplete applications, and the extra effort of sending out all the rejection letters is slowing down her office's productivity. The deadline to submit an application for a mail-in ballot is February 23rd. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.